Hi, and welcome to the next installment of the Office of Values and Ethics Aspire podcast series, where we engage employees and shape the way we do values and ethics. I'm your host, Joshua Dunn, from the Office of Values and Ethics. This podcast series was created to discuss a wide range of interesting values and ethics topics. Our podcast today is part of a two-part series on the subject of trust. Today, we focus our attention on the concept of building trust within the workplace, a critical component to the public sector values of excellence and respect for people. Organizations that value trust have been shown to have happier employees who report less stress and more energy, productivity, and collaboration, which in turn fuels an overall greater performance. Having a proper foundation of trust can make a huge difference within the workplace. When colleagues trust each other, they are more open, honest, and transparent. In fact, trust in the workplace is so important that advice on the subject is commonly requested from the Office of Values and Ethics. It's clear that this is a popular topic of discussion. So what exactly is trust? According to the Great Place to Work Trust Model, trust is founded upon five pivotal dimensions of workplace culture. First, trust grows out of our ability to perceive others as credible. More specifically, that what we say is true, that our actions are consistent with our words, and that we will be ethical in our business practices. Secondly, we as employees thrive when we feel respected and recognized by management and the colleagues we work with. Trust depends on how much we experience respect within the workplace. Respect is measured by the support we receive in career development and professional growth, the inclusivity and acceptance of diversity within the workplace culture, as well as through the extension of care, both inside and outside of the workplace. Ultimately, by recognizing employees, we not only celebrate their success, but we also contribute to achieving trust and defining excellence within the workplace. Thirdly, trust grows out of the sense that we will be treated fairly by others, regardless of our position or personal characteristics, and that we can expect the same level of fair and equitable treatment within the workplace. Fourthly, trust is positively impacted from our ability to have a sense of pride in our work and the work of our colleagues, increasing overall team morale, and encouraging employees to work together in achieving a common goal. Finally, trust is further strengthened by a sense of camaraderie and collaboration with our colleagues, which reassures us that our organization is a close-knit community of friendly, supportive, and welcoming people. Trust is undoubtedly a fundamental component to any type of team, but it's even more critical considering our current virtual work environment. As most of us continue to work from home, trust can be harder to establish and develop, as working virtually can make it challenging to monitor social cues, to develop a workplace culture, and to communicate effectively with one another. Now more than ever, it is critical that we establish effective communication strategies with our colleagues and form interpersonal relationships that are built on a foundation of trust. To build on that foundation, consider adopting the 8 pillars of trust, which further guides us on how to build trust within the workplace. It starts with clarity. People trust what is clear and mistrust what is ambiguous. We often refer to this as talking straight, or being transparent and not befuddling our statements with cryptic or vague words. Compassion. People trust those who demonstrate respect and care beyond themselves. Character. People notice those who choose to do the right thing instead of doing what's easy. This includes demonstrating the courage and humility to fix what's wrong. Contribution. People trust those who can deliver real results without leaving a trail of destruction behind them. Competence. People trust those who are capable. From the latest findings of the Edelman Trust Barometer, competency and ethics are the two most critical ingredients for building trust. Commitment. People believe in those who persevere through adversity. Connection. People follow and want to be around friends, and the stronger their connection is between people, the higher the level of trust is between them. And finally, we have consistency. People love to see things done consistently, and trust increases when others can count on you to deliver effective results. Regularly applying these behaviors into our daily interactions and adopting them into our habits can provide lasting dividends and benefits to our personal and professional relationships, reputation, and results. By building stronger, trusting relationships, we promote an ethical workplace culture where everyone feels respected and can do their best work, contributing to the values of respect for people and excellence. So that just about wraps up today's episode on building trust. We hope you enjoyed listening to our podcast and that you've picked up a few tips on how to build trust within the workplace. Whether you're in a physical or virtual workplace environment, even the smallest of actions and considerations can have a tremendous impact on how your colleagues perceive you. As always, we love hearing your success stories, so please let us know how this podcast has helped by submitting a ticket through the Human Resources Services Center. If you're interested in learning more about the notion of trust within the workplace, make sure to listen to part 2 of this series entitled Actions Speak Louder Than Words. Also, check out our other podcasts and products via our iService site. On behalf of the entire OVE team, take care and stay safe.